Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Streeple's clutching his pearls right now,
Jack. I'm not clutching my pearls.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Louisville football.
Okay.
Could be college football playoff ready now.
And James Streeple.
Is that a parody article? Whoa. What?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He was an FCS guy, but he's got some Carly Jones vibes, man. Like,
I'm outplaying my
Yeah, where I was here. Like, that might translate. I liked it. I thought it was a good pickup.
Yeah, again, my wide receiver room, they've earned my trust.
I agree.
Hold firm, Rummage. Hold the line, Rummage.
It's Scott Satterfield's out here just working for
Rummage,
fools.
Hold the line. It's only January. Hold the line. Hey, what's happening? It's a Friday. Thank God it's a Friday. We'll get you into your weekend. It's The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com, and the ESPN Louisville app. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be here in short order. I doubt he heard that, right? He was too busy listening to a little KSR podcast on his way going home with the kids.
Listening to Monster Mash again.
A little T-Swift, maybe T-Sizzle on the way home. Jack Grossman's the other voice you hear producing today's ever. Jack, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Ready for a Friday? Got a loaded mixtape.
Loaded mixtape today at 5:30. Is Issel the winner again this week?
It's
be back-to-back weeks, if so.
You know, last week was easy. It was like, you know, there's the years in college basketball where there's the dominant team. Issel was the dominant team last week. Open field. It's a very balanced.
And that's your Kentucky and you're the dominant team. You get to the Final Four and you lose to Wisconsin.
Correct.
Except for that, you're good to go except for that one.
Like, it could be particular Issel, instance. It could be Pat. It could be Strebel. It could be Dieter.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, maybe then Rummage battled a caller this week.
That's always
Process
fun.
Declared himself a god.
I mean, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
Yeah, he's something, all right. He is something. All right, 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. If you want to get in, obviously, mixtape coming up at 5:30. Brian Rice from Knoxville. We'll talk some Tennessee basketball with him in the 4 o'clock hour. Again, obviously, Kentucky and Tennessee coming up this weekend, a quad one opportunity for the Wildcats. We'll dive into that. I believe as Louisville goes to Pittsburgh, and we know what happened in that game just, a week and a half ago or a week ago, whatever it was, that they played, Louisville fans find themselves in an odd spot. Jim Phillips, the new commissioner of the ACC, bends the knee and fully becomes the lapdog to the SEC. I'm kidding, kind of. We'll get to that. Did you see how mad Blankenbaker was about that? I got to keep getting him riled up. He wants Louisville out of the ACC. He's done with it.
He wants the Big 12.
He said, let's move to the Big 12.
Which is a failing conference.
Oh, it's fantastic. So 437-9680. Streep will be here. We got a lot to talk about today. Satterfield making moves as well. That's going to set big guy off. You know that, right? Like, you're going to have the good start to the mixtape next week today. It's going to happen. Yeah. You know it's going to happen. Get ready for it to happen. Okay. Because of probably, and your mic's on, Jack, because of what we had happen at U of L, and probably a little bit because Kentucky has had the bump here with Georgia and Vanderbilt the last couple games, and because on Monday we had the college football championship, with all those things, like yesterday had to be, you know, what was it, 90% of our show was harping on Louisville basketball, and I have U of L basketball angles, and obviously Jim Phillips, if you haven't heard, the ACC is not about expansion, is not about expanding the college football playoff, and we asked Clemson if their players wanted to play, and it's unbelievable that he said that in an open forum, and so we can dive into that. But Kentucky basketball, Jack, and I know you love this. We are about to find out, and now this is the easiest take ever, obviously. But we are about to find out what Big Rig's boys got. Like, it starts on Saturday. All of the bump and all of the non-conference schedule and ending up not playing U of L. Now, of course, obviously that's not a good win now. If Kentucky would have played them and won, the loss to Notre Dame, the injuries, but also the loss to an LSU team that locked them down for much of the game, everyone but Davion Mintz. It begins on Saturday. Now, I'm going to have to get on Strebel a little bit here. Right now, I believe Kentucky, by the numbers, is about as overrated as humanly possible. By the numbers, I think Kentucky is a good team. If you told me, well, they're about ninth in some polls, like what, doesn't the net have them at like eight or nine?
I know
the net,
Ken Pom has them eighth.
Yeah, the Ken Pom has them eighth.
Roughly there. I think they're a couple spots lower.
They're 14, so they're higher in the numbers than the eye test. I happen to think the eye test, they're better than the numbers. The importance of Saturday and the importance of Texas A&M is a quad one opportunity. At Auburn's a quad one opportunity. At Kansas, quad one opportunity. Hell, even Mississippi State would be a solid quad two. They have 8, potentially 9, depending on a team like Florida at the end of the year, which will be a road game. 8 to 9 opportunities to get quad one wins. Kentucky, right now, as we sit here today, doesn't have any, or they have one, excuse me, has just one quad one win. Texas Tech has 3, Duke has 3, Kansas has 3, Tennessee has 2, they played 6, they've had 6 opportunities. Tennessee has a good schedule. Jack, did you look at it? I mean, out of conference, they played Villanova, they were supposed to play Memphis, obviously that didn't work out.
Yeah, that wasn't much of a contest.
But they played Arizona, as number 6 in the country.
Yeah, they beat Arizona,
right,
too. They're the only team
right
year
now
to beat Arizona.
They have played a good schedule. Doesn't mean I don't think they're going to go in there and win at Rupp on Saturday, but we are about to find out. And the reason I bring that up is it has been difficult this season for me to talk about this Kentucky team because, number one, just the way that the schedule worked out, also the way that Calipari put it together, not playing the Louisville game, even though Louisville stinks right now. And then you add that with a couple losses, one being Notre Dame, one being how pathetic you looked at Notre Dame. Hell, Jack, they went to LSU, and we felt like we did this segment last week. We didn't get the full analysis of the game because Wheeler gets hurt 3.5 minutes in, and then when you need him down the stretch, Ty Washington's not in. And so, like, Kentucky's still getting knocked over the head for losing that game. It's not okay. It's not a moral victory loss to LSU and Will Wade. But it's like, it's also not full analysis of having your entire team. Hell, we would have got better analysis had Wheeler went down the game before and Kentucky would have time to prep knowing they would not have him. But Kentucky right now, Like, it starts on Saturday. It has been bum time. It has been being able to figure out exactly who you are. And that's the other reason that Kentucky has been so difficult. We know who's good on this team, and we know who's not. The only mystery, the only tweak, like if John Calipari does not have a tweak unless it's Shaedon Sharpe. He doesn't have one. Other years, well, we can, you know, we can alter this lineup or whatever. Like, there's none of that right now, right? There's none of that. Davion Mintz is going to be a guy coming off the bench. It doesn't mean he doesn't play maybe more minutes than someone, one of the guards, if they're not clicking down the stretch. Cal said today he feels as Mintz is number one on the team, if you will. If we need a big shot coming down the stretch, this is the guy I can buy into. But Kentucky has had it easy. Kentucky's number nine, in the KenPom. They're number 14 in the net. I don't even know what they are in the polls because no one gives a damn, but they're top 20 in those, right? And if they win over Tennessee, they're going to obviously go up in those. They have been able to become a good, well-respected team that for the most part knows who they are, without having to do anything this season. For whatever reason. Again, the way Cal developed the schedule, the way it worked out, the U of L game. Sure, probably there's a couple teams on this schedule you thought would be better. Whatever it may be, Kentucky has been able to rise to the rankings to where people believe. I mean, this is the way I view it. That outside of, Jack, what would you say, the top 5, 6, 7 teams somewhere around there, then comes Kentucky along with, like, you know, 8 to 10 other teams, right? That second cut that we talk about, Kentucky is in that. Now, where are they lined up? That's a conversation that we can have, and obviously it starts to change on Saturday. Tennessee has lost two of, you know, they're 2-2 in their last four. Well, Brian Rice coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll talk with him, but it is go time for Kentucky basketball. It is, and it's not, well, you need to, you know, split the next four. You got Tennessee and A&M and Auburn and K-State in Mississippi State. You need to, you need to be better than that. Is Kentucky a top 10 team in the country or not? Rupp hasn't had a game worth a damn in a year and a, and, I mean, it's been two seasons, it feels like, in a year and a half.
That's because Tennessee, it has been two seasons.
It has.
Because they didn't play one last year.
Tennessee quad one. At A&M ends up being a quad one. We'll see where that one ends up. But right now, at Auburn, who's the big boy, the bully on the block? Mississippi State and Kansas and Alabama. Two times with Florida. At Tennessee, another time with LSU. Man, it is go time. And if you think about it, in a week here, Jack, in 2 weeks, we could be talking much differently about Kentucky and John Calipari.
In both a positive or a negative way.
Yes, if they go out there and they run through, I mean, they win their next three games, three out of the next four, and I think obviously beating Auburn would matter, depending what they do at Kansas. If they turn into one of those teams, Strebel's going to be terrible. He is going to be an assassin. BBN is going to be terrible. The other thing, if they're just all right, you beat Tennessee, you beat A&M, you lose to Auburn, you know, you lose to Kansas, you're in a close game against Vanderbilt, maybe you lose one of the games to Alabama, right? Like Kentucky has been in a situation to where they've stumbled, where they haven't beat anybody yet, and they haven't had to figure out who they are and to get, for the most part, Jack, here's what I'm trying to say. They have maximized the first couple months of the season all the way to mid-January without having to do anything. They haven't had to.
It's a coach's dream.
We haven't had to demand that they have all these wins. They don't really have them, and they're not considered one of the elite teams, but they're considered, well, it's Kentucky right there in that second cut. And that's pretty good for not having to have done anything. And we know exactly who they are, and we know exactly what they can do and what they can do and who's good and who's bad. And that's what's on the line starting. Listen, I don't think Tennessee is the best team in the world. I mean, I think they're fine. I think they're a good team. I should not minimize them at all. It is, if you lose, we're coming back here on Monday and it's going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty. And then you go at A&M and you know how Calipari whines about every time they go on the road. There's something. It's go time for Kentucky. In a couple weeks here, we are going to have a good feel. Hey, is this a 3 seed or is this a 7 seed? That's how I feel, and it all begins on Saturday. Now, before, in 437-9680, it's the Take on ESPN 680. Texan wants to know, how many vodka lemonades did Jack have last night?
Just two, so not a lot. I didn't drink all that much.
You guys are disgusting. Not like it needs to be said. When Strebel gets here, I know he personally, I mean, last night, you have an opportunity for free alcohol, Jack, okay? Free drinks. And Process, and I know Process doesn't feel good, right? Like, we get it, okay? But Process has water. That's all he has. And the poor waiter and waitress looked at him like he was a moron, okay? Water. So he had water. You had two, and there weren't, I mean, there wasn't a full shot and a half in that, okay, by the way? Okay, I mean, these weren't exactly the strongest of drinks.
They were stronger than the ones I normally have, I think, actually.
Oh, Jack. And so you had two, okay, and you guys let everything down, and Pat doesn't drink anymore. And Pat had to go to, he had one White Claw before he went to the gym. I mean, I feel like I'm not a proud papa, to be quite honest.
Well, I had to drive home.
On the Louisville side, okay? On the Louisville side, during football season, turn your mic off, Jack. It turned into, sorry, one of those things where fans were so done with the team that it wasn't like they were cheering against it, and it obviously wasn't as bad as the Bobby Petrino stuff that year, the 2-10 year, but it wasn't good. And Louisville fans got to the point of, hey, if we don't make a bowl, and this looks as bad as possible, which even though it did, Air Force and Kentucky, look at those two games, especially UK, it got to the point to where that UK game happened and everyone was so pissed off, but the silver lining was, hey, don't you see, you gotta make a move, right? Like, at some point, you don't cheer against your team, but you ask the sports gods for clarity. That's what you do. You ask them for clarity. You pray to the sports gods, give me clarity. If my team for this season and in the future, if this is the right guy, so we don't sit in the middle and be about 6-6, maybe a 5-7, you jump up to a 7-5, which means nothing in the grand scheme of college football. Sorry, it just doesn't. It is lowest common denominator. And Louisville fans, they are in the initial, at least this season, the initial stages of grief on where they are in the hierarchy of basketball here. But they don't know. Jack, do you feel this? They don't know what to do. They're not to the point yet. Like, you can say fire Chris Mack, but right now, no one really thinks it's going to happen, right? Like, you don't think it's going to happen. The $12 million, the fact we have two more months, the fact there's no AD, the fact there's no president, right? Like, I mean, the fact that the NCAA stuff is still out there, so I don't know how much that damages who you could go out in. I have no idea. I could be completely wrong. I'm guessing. But my feeling is that Louisville fans are like, We want to win these games. There's 2 months of the season left. There is a chance to make the NCAA tournament. There still is the ACC tournament at the end of the year. By the way, go ask. And Jack, you know this. Go ask Indiana fans about that. Well, we'll get to the Big Ten tournament and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, because that always went so well.
Yeah, I mean, the teams that have done it are complete outliers. Like, remember the tornado year in Atlanta where Georgia did it?
Yeah, or like the year Michigan had the plane crash and
yes,
they did it.
Yes.
And then they beat Louisville in the second round. Or like last year with Georgetown and Oregon State.
Yeah, like we're a team. Like, yeah. It doesn't happen much, but, you know, there's going to be there's going to be 10 teams plus that go to the ACC tournament, right?
That's going to be every team but Duke, Pittsburgh, and Boston College.
It's going to be, you're exactly right. There's going to be 4 teams that are not going to be there thinking the exact same. And so they're still trying to be on board. They're still trying to figure out. They haven't hit that wall, I would say, where they were with the football program, but I think they're getting close. And I have no confidence that they're going to win at Pittsburgh on Saturday. They may. They probably will. Okay, I picked NC State the other day. Like, I wouldn't pick Louisville to win any of these games. Chris Mack today looked tired, didn't he? Oh, that guy looked tired.
Mangus thought he was in a good mood.
Oh, he did? Mangus did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if Chris Mack can be in a good mood with what's going on. He could try. God bless him. He's trying to be upbeat, but it ain't that easy. Strieble just walked in. He's black and red. Look at you. Look at you. You going to a Louisville game or something? What are you doing? You going to a U of L game? Going to go be a booster? Did you get that from a Louis locker?
Not from Blankenbaker.
Did you get that? Oh, I got Blank all riled up today.
Oh, did you?
Did you see what Jim Phillips said? I was like, oh, yeah, we went to the Clemson staff and players in Miami, and they didn't want to, college football playoff to expand, so we went with that.
Oh, really?
Oh, Blank's like, we're done.
And
go to the Big 12.
He hadn't been on Twitter at all today, was he?
The Big 12. They had their, the Big 12 said no. Big 12 took West Virginia.
You haven't been on Twitter at all today, must be. What were you doing today? It's a Friday.
Working.
I mean, come on.
Working.
Come on. Was what working. Was today at the school? Anything? What was going on?
Yeah, it was a normal day.
Did you eat lunch with the kids?
Huh? Not with them. I was in the cafeteria.
You're still eating lunch with the kids. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So we'll get to Jim Phillips. We'll do that next. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We got to play this Bart Scott sound at some point.
I love
have you
Bart
heard
Scott.
That?
No, I haven't, but I love Bart Scott.
Where does Bart Scott work right now? There it is.
I liked it when he played for the Jets. Those Jets teams were fun.
Jack, man. I mean, ESPN.
I liked him as a player.
A little place called ESPN. And before that, he worked at a little place called CBS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They were big.
Just some little outposts that do broadcasting, CBS.
In the middle
ESPN.
Of nowhere.
No, I figured yes.
I mean, you had a guess there. You had Fox, ESPN, or CBS. You had a 33.3% chance repeating, of course, to get that.
I'd rather say I don't know, but just be flat wrong. Because I really didn't know.
Yeah, so Jim Phillips does not want to expand. The ACC doesn't want
Cowardly.
To. And well, why would they? Because they're the lapdog of the SEC, and why would the SEC want to expand when they always win the title or get 2 teams and they just make the championship and they blow the other teams out, and it's a joke. Give us your best team, Cincinnati and Michigan. Fine.
Doesn't
You'll
matter.
Lose by 4 touchdowns plus.
Yeah.
437-9680, so we'll do that. We'll see what Strieble's got today. Megyn Kelly and Machine Gun Kelly, or Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly.
Megyn Kelly's very different.
Dranky, I have no idea who that is.
She was that Fox News correspondent that went to, I forgot, NBC maybe, and got in big trouble there and got fired. That's Megyn Kelly.
You must have followed her on IG for you to know that. I can't believe you know that. Well, they drank each other's blood, so we'll get to that as well. 437-9680. Kentucky, will they panic? We'll find out on Saturday. Strieble's here. We'll talk about it next on a Friday on ESPN Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's going on back
Something's
there?
Something's going
you're
on.
Doing,
he sounds
you're doing,
squirrely.
You're doing horrible radio right now.
Yeah.
You're dying on the vine. What's happening right now?
I don't know.
And James Strieble.
I mean, I'm just kind of sitting here and everything that's come out of my mouth the last 5 minutes has been absolute crap. I don't know why. It has been.
Wow.
I mean, I'll admit it. I need to be better.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texas says, I like Bart Scott, a little line on a Friday to start for Pig Rig.
I did like him. When he played for the
Texas says that Bart Scott was a KSR writer, Big Rig would know who he is.
Yes.
Texas says, of course, Trump Rig knew where Megyn Kelly worked, but not Bart Scott.
I don't know where she works now. I just remember.
That's the text of the day. It really is. The text of the day.
There's no real defense of it. I can't.
You create content out of nothing. You really do. You're Jesus. You're water to wine. You really are. You came in here. You lied about Bart Scott. And yeah. We got.
Megyn Kelly.
4 minutes. We got 4 or 5 minutes out of it.
Yeah.
That's what we do on a Friday.
I don't know why I remember the Megyn Kelly stuff.
Do you agree with me on Kentucky?
Oh, yeah. It's like, prove it's, it, like, Tom. Like, it's let's go.
We have talked about this team, and nothing has felt like real analysis.
Right.
And we've just been beating U of L over the head. But you boys better start. You boys better show up.
There's been a little.
You better show up here.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. There's been a little skating by Kentucky.
They've maximized not having to do anything.
Yeah, they have. It's a perfect way to put it, because they haven't done anything to
top 20 team in the polls, top 10 in the KenPom, top 15 in the net, and right. They haven't had to do anything.
And they haven't had
they
to
lost
play.
To Notre Dame. Haven't had to do anything.
The only tough teams they've played so far are Duke and LSU, really. I mean, those are the toughest teams.
Everyone's got more quad one wins than them. Baylor's got 5.
Yeah.
And 6 opportunities. I mean, Gonzaga's got 4. We make fun of them. LSU's got 4.
Yeah.
The only team that's respected that has a bunch of quad 3 and 4s, and they've had some injury issues, and they have a couple losses as well, and I don't know who they're to, is Houston.
Houston. Well,
and you would make fun of them because they're in the American.
Right.
But Nova 4, Auburn 4, Purdue 3, Kansas 3.
Wisconsin 5.
I mean Wisconsin last night with another one.
Yeah.
And it had to break your heart today, didn't it? Both of you. When Dan Issel's like, I like this. I mean, Dan Issel is like Purdue and Wisconsin, which for Jack Grossman as an IU guy. And last night made me so happy. Trace Jackson Davis grimacing.
Yeah.
Indiana talking bleep at halftime. And then got their worked.
They did. So the TJD, we've now
Jack,
understood.
Did you burp into the mic there?
No, that was Treble.
I didn't burp.
It wasn't me. My mic wasn't on.
Oh, I didn't burp.
I thought I heard a burp there.
I heard one too.
I don't think I burped.
Did you? It wasn't me. It really wasn't me.
I don't.
Unless I blacked out and did not know. It's not me.
I didn't feel a burp.
But like
I didn't either.
Yeah.
With Sheeble, you're with me. You heard a burp noise, right?
I didn't hear it all.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Whoever smelt it, Delta. That would be me, though. Wait a minute.
Maybe. Well, I guess we'll have to go back and listen.
I'm bold.
Someone.
Enough.
Yeah. Someone's throat made a noise.
It may have been mine, but I didn't feel anything. Yeah,
my mic wasn't on.
I mean, I guess it's either me or Streeble. It's one of us.
Yeah.
You got a 50-50 chance. Neither one of us thinks it was us, and neither one felt a belch going up our esophagus, but it sure sounded like that's what happened.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out here.
It's going to be a sloppy Friday.
Feels like it. It's
in 2 weeks, you could be panicked.
Oh, no, I could. No, absolutely. If they start losing some of these
what
games.
What day do they play A&M? Like Tuesday?
Tuesday. No, Wednesday. It's like an 8:30 game on Wednesday.
Wednesday night. You could be panicked.
It could be. If they lose Saturday and then – or win Saturday and then lose Wednesday, I mean, you follow that up with another big game on Saturday.
You know what Rick Barnes is since he took over?
He's
7-5 against Kentucky. He's 3-3 at Rupp Arena. But a couple of those wins, it's a tad misleading because he won at Rupp and then lost at home.
Yes.
He only swept Kentucky once, and that was in 2017. So in 2019 and 2020, he won at Rupp Arena but lost at home himself.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means for anything other than there you go.
All right, so I got the sound.
Have you listened to it?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely something.
Bleep at halftime.
They?
And then got the worked.
They did. What was that?
It sounds like someone collected a burp.
Yeah.
Bleep at
were
halftime.
They?
And then got the worked.
They did. There's what was that? It was like a rrr.
And
what
then got the
burped?
Worked.
They?
And then got the worked.
They did.
It had to be you.
It had to be you
gathering your breath.
I guess so.
I mean, I was talking unless I did it at the same time.
The evidence points towards me. But I don't.
But neither one of us got felt it. Worked.
They did.
It
was so pronounced.
Play it again. and then got their worked.
They did.
I amplified it a little bit more, yeah, so you can really hear it.
Are we sure that wasn't Jack?
My mic was off.
Yeah, but you have mic issues, not daddy issues. You have mic issues.
I do, but in my defense, if my mic was on, you would have known my mic is on. Because you already told me to turn my mic down twice in terms of it, you know, the background noise.
There was a burp.
I think it was Jack.
I don't think it may have been me.
I'd admit it if it was me. I mean, I have nothing to lose.
This is true.
Who cares if I burp?
I think it's me, but I don't remember it. I spoke so quickly.
Freeble,
afterwards.
Did you burp? All right, what are you doing? Are you slow playing
anybody. I didn't feel anything. And then as soon as you made your point, I immediately started to talk. So I would have been like, burp. Oh, you know, I don't know.
Texas says Freeble has a gassy lap band.
I haven't eaten anything since like 11:20 a.m. It's the last time I ate anything.
Thank you for looking. He looked at his watch, too, Jack.
I don't know why he was an old man.
He looked at his watch.
I don't know why.
Like the watch had the answer the last time he had his whatever you had for lunch.
Yeah.
Which was probably literally nothing. Whatever you had for lunch.
I had a piece of pizza.
There you go.
Yeah, a little sausage pizza. Papa John's. It's pizza day.
Guys are peasants over there. I mean, at public school, we had it every day. We had Chick-fil-A and everything.
Oh, I'm sure you did, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. You had to go to a ritzy Catholic school.
Can you also neutralize Little Sausage and mark that for next week on the mixtape? A nice little base we're getting here.
If you go to, like, St. Extra Trinity, you get, like,
of course
gourmet
you do.
Food and, like, Chick-fil-A and stuff. But you go to, like, one of the regular Catholic schools, you only get it once a week.
I'm a little sad Jack didn't go to St. X for Trinity.
Me too.
I figured that would be exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Well, how many Jews go to St. X or Trinity?
Well, no, it's fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, I didn't think about that.
My
Jewish aunt teaches at St. X, though.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I know. I mean, come on. I know several people who are not Catholic. And,
oh,
you know,
yeah. We have several students.
They go there for the education, and it's a brotherhood. Yeah.
We have several students that aren't Catholic. Yeah. Several.
Whatever. We've hit a skid.
I was happy at Manuel.
There you go.
There you go, Manuel. You're
very happy at Manuel.
There you go. I think Kentucky wins on Saturday, but we'll see.
I think they do. I think they would. If
they don't, you are going to be so panicked.
I'm going to be mad.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be an interesting postgame show if they lose. If they
what time's the game? Is it 1 o'clock? Okay, good. So
1 o'clock.
It's going to be over by 3. We'll be good to go.
Yes, and I'm going to be in studio.
It's not a late game. You'll be in studio.
I'll be in studio.
Why are you going to be in studio
because
with Vince?
I'm going to be out and about. There's some things I got to do. And then since I'll already be
what
out.
What do you have to do?
Well, Kellen's got a basketball game.
So you'll be in the south end.
So I'll be in the south end. Oh. So after his game, I'll just pop right over to the studio.
Kellen to the studio?
No, he's going to go home with his mom.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'll be able to go to the studio and
so two cars to the south end.
Yes.
Oh, Strable. Yep. I mean, you just give that money to Marathon,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah,
you just hand them paychecks.
Damn right I do.
Texas says the lap band backfired.
Maybe it did. I don't know. It's a possibility.
Texas says Mike Linnings is overrated. I don't get it. That could not be for us.
Yeah.
Texas says those KFC hot wings were the bleep. Texas says, do you get a discount for being Catholic? Or you do? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you do, yes. But anybody can go.
Texas says, lap band slippage, a little slippage on a Friday.
As long as there's no slippage tomorrow for Kentucky,
Texas
I'll be okay.
Texas says, Strieble said, little sausage, market Jack. Texas says, LMAO, the lap band just backfired. Texas says, it was totally Strieble, own it, dude.
If it's me, that's fine. I just don't remember it. I didn't feel it.
Texas says, ask Strieble if the burp could have come from a spirit.
Maybe I'm possessed. I don't know.
Texas says, that was Strieble's lap band rupturing.
It's not if it ruptured, I'd be in big trouble. Like, I'd be on the floor in pain if it ruptured. You'd have to call 911. or drive me to the hospital.
Jack would keep our mics on. He'd be going to the bathroom. He'd be talking to Nick. Streep would be dying on my floor.
Yeah.
Ruptured lap band. I'd be calling the police. The mics would still be on. You'd be talking to Nick. The entire thing would be broadcast on AM radio.
It would be content.
A friend of mine has a lap band, and his did
You're making me like,
he had to go to the hospital.
You gave me a chill, Streep.
Yeah, he's in the hospital for like 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 3 days because of it.
Texter says, I was driving in downtown and I got carjacked.
I doubt
that. The crime in Louisville sucks. I mean, how am I supposed to believe that?
Yeah, I don't believe it at all. Not at all. That's the text line being the text line. They're lying.
Texter says, tell Jack it's St. Manuel. Yeah.
Well, there's a little. They call it the private public school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That
Locke, you know.
Yeah. Locke wouldn't send his kids to any willy-nilly public school. You know, it's got to be manual or male, or he would have been ponying up that money for, like, assumption or something if they hadn't have gotten in. You know that's the case.
Let's move on. What do we want to go here? 437-9680. Quickly, before we get to Jim Phillips, do you guys also agree with me on the U of L stuff? That they're stuck. Do you guys disagree with me on that? I think they're done after NC State.
Yeah, it's over. The season's over.
Short of them beating Duke and winning like 10 games in a row or something, I don't know what they could do to get an at-large bid.
Let me ask you this. While we can agree on the at-large bid.
Yeah.
As bad as Louisville football was, there was a rally at the end. And they believed they could beat Kentucky and obviously make a bowl game that was better than what they were in. And there was a thought maybe, hey, they're putting something together. Do we have that show? Or how many times do we have that show? Because I contend we're having that show.
Yeah. I think
it could crater. I want to be clear. It could crater.
Well, I mean, like, we even had that
show about... It could be win-loss, win-loss, which
isn't
good enough.
We even had that about UK and the 9-16 team last year.
Oh, we had it like three times,
Jack. Yeah, there was the brief moment of, Terrence Clark's coming back for the SEC tournament. They have Mississippi State, who they actually beat. They're going to ball out and go on a run. I mean, so yes, we'll have that show because that's what people do. They try to find some last-ditch effort. And last-ditch hope, but
it's not going to be today, it's not going to be this weekend with Pittsburgh.
No, that won't do it.
Right.
Pittsburgh, that's not moving the needle at all. Here's why I say
By the way, Louis Rabot has text again.
Oh, what did
he
say?
And it's a great text. Did Strebel know the ruptured lap band friend before, or is there a club?
No, he's a guy I went to high school with. He's
there
a friend
I've
here before. Yes, I went to high school with. Here's why I say no about Louisville basketball. During the Louisville football season, they were in all those close games.
Right.
And what were their players for Scott Satterfield continually doing? They were trying. They were playing hard. He was maximizing what he could, which I think is a limited talent roster. And he got everything he could out of that roster. Max not doing that.
I don't think anyone agrees with you on that.
You don't think that?
I think people still say
what he could out of that roster.
Man, people still say, hey, you know, the team stinks, but I don't think that people think. Listen, there's people
themselves.
That think that Louisville basketball has roster, that has talent. People would bump up against that. They would blame Mac. Whereas, yes, we're blaming Mac, but I'm almost blaming Mac for the construct of the team and his coaching staff. More so than the coaching part of this. And the reason I say that is there's a lot of personal responsibility with what happens on the court with the players.
Sure.
But there's not on the other stuff.
Right.
You know, having a staff and having a culture and all these other things, okay, getting those players in, okay? They might, Jared West might be like, wait a minute, I'm going to leave Marshall.
Go to the big-time program.
And I thought I was going to go to another Marshall.
Yeah.
But Louisville wants me? I'll go there.
Yeah,
because why would I not go there? That's not his fault. Jared West does some things. He's not as good. But bringing him in and making him your starting point guard
and like the face of the program
is not his fault. That is a Chris Mack thing. I totally disagree with you.
See,
we're doing that show. You're going to rant about it. It's going to be on the mixtape in 2 weeks.
I think they're going to crater because and you can disagree with me on what you think Satterfield did with the talent that he had. those guys didn't quit. Like, they played hard. These guys aren't. These guys quit. They quit Tuesday night or Wednesday night. Malik Cunningham quit. Jalen Withers quit.
Malik
Sam
Williamson
quit. They were not playing hard, and Chris Mack didn't do anything about it. He just kneeled down by the sideline and stared into the abyss of his team. That's why I don't think there's going to be any show like that, because even Kentucky stunk last year. But they tried. They tried. Isaiah Jackson tried. Davion Mintz tried. Brandon Boston, as bad as he was still shooting and trying.
Know.
I mean, Malik Williams sat there just and didn't even move.
I don't know.
Any emotion at all. No, this team is on the verge of completely cratering. Like, Dunzo, like, there's issues there. You know, they had the players' only meeting card has already been played. They can't play that card anymore. So now they're just sitting there like, what the hell am I doing? I don't even want to be a part of this anymore. I don't think we'll do a show where, like, oh, yeah, they're turning it around. I honestly don't. Do you think they're going to beat Duke? UNC will run them off the floor. I don't think much of UNC, but they've got talent, they've got athletes, and they play a style that Louisville cannot defend.
Oh, they're going to go 5-6 games after these next couple games. I think Notre Dame will be around to pick them. They're going to go 5-6 games. I mean, the better part of 3 weeks with not being favored in a game.
Oh, yeah, and I don't respect Virginia or anything they do. I think Virginia beats them by double digits just because I think Tony Bennett's a better coach.
Armon Franklin hit a three. I saw a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah?
That Virginia Tech game was gloating to the crowd. Yeah, there's a lot of that on that last year Indiana team, including TJD. You know, it's always
a little gloat
and lose by double digits. Yeah,
it's kind of like
I'm Oscar. By the way, I'm Team Oscar now. I pivoted all the way over the last week.
I got more numbers.
Now we'll get to your crappy numbers.
Okay,
Texas says, how many other people from Strebel's High School have lap bands?
He's a guy younger than I was. He wasn't in my class,
but it is a great test.
Yeah, I don't know. He's the only one I know of, other than myself. There may be more. I don't know.
Texas says, Andy, I can't believe you haven't mentioned the fight between Montrezl Harrell and KCP. Well, I don't know much. I got to be honest. I don't really know too much about that.
I know he came back. Like, it was his first game back, and he got into an argument with a teammate, I believe. I think I saw a little bit of that. He wore like a do you see his mask he wore? Trez?
Yes,
it was actually kind of cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Can Coach Crime Dog... I think this is saying, can Coach Crime Dog and Doc Creaky clean up the streets of downtown Louisville?
Why Doc Creaky?
Texas says, has caller Emily ever heard you burp like that, Strebel?
Unless I've burped on the phone while she's called into the shows, no.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Okay, so Jim Phillips today. Okay.
Cowardly Jim Phillips.
Well, here's what's going on. The ACC is in a rough spot right now. So Jim Phillips came out and said, listen, it's a mess right now. There's so many issues. We don't agree. I mean, basically, we're not expanding anytime soon. And the real story here is, and Jack, you got to be gloating about all of this. Because all of these knuckleheads are just, it's unbelievable. They're just not going to be able to work anything out.
It's incredibly on brand, is what
they came out and communicated, like, oh yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then they started to, I don't know, it'd be like remember what they called the Grand Council, what was it?
The alliance
yes,
that they
the
put
Pac-12,
together.
Big
all
10,
all
ACC.
Of this is a mess because in the end they all have different things that they need. And the ACC is in a bad spot because, and me and Mike DeCourcy may have to just absolutely have it out on this at some point. But the ACC has a terrible deal, has a terrible TV deal. We know that.
Yeah.
But consuming the ACC, it's not the network itself. It doesn't have the money behind it. And it's a long-term deal that is a bad deal. And so the ACC is trying to figure out probably how they navigate that along with, I mean, putting this up against Fox and CBS having a chance at that when the SEC and the ACC and these other entities have these big time deals with ESPN while the ACC and Jim Phillips inherits a terrible deal.
Yeah.
Inherits a Joker Phillips 2-10 team. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
That's what it
is.
Good comparison. I mean, it is a bad deal. You want your deal to look more like an SEC or a Big Ten. So that is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there's probably a bunch of other things that are out there. I mean, all these conferences, the bowl games, the bowl tie-ins, mm-hmm. some of that stuff. I mean, there is figuring out how these people do this and don't lose any part of the piece of their pie.
Hmm.
Is what I believe is going on. And I do believe that the ACC has, you know, tried to partner up a little bit.
Yeah, I'll try to.
Okay,
get
with other conferences.
Yeah, exactly.
So Jim Phillips said today, I'm just going to read Nicole Auerbach. This is like 4 or 5 hours ago.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's go back to the very beginning. I'm just going to read a couple of these to you. Jim Phillips, making a potential significant change to the current college football playoff model is not easy, nor should it be. Let's see here. Increased access to the college football playoff can and absolutely should be addressed as we move forward, but not until we have our house or horse or
so
horse
close.
In yes, any of
our
those. So any of the, I mean, just, you know, the ACC's position has remained the same since last fall. Jim Phillips has three concerns. Number one, too many unanswered questions related to athlete health, safety, length of season. Number two, overall disruption of college athletics. And number three, wants a holistic review of college football that includes athletes' feedback. Jim Phillips said that Clemson players who have obviously experienced a full 15-game schedule in the college football playoff era do not want to add games to the season. Jim Phillips said this has absolutely nothing to do with the league's desire to add Notre Dame to be full-time.
That was a lot.
Jim Phillips says the ACC is no longer attached to an 8-team model. So just a couple different things coming out. Huh. And let me ask you guys this. Because I know, I would imagine at some point in the first 51 minutes,
yeah,
that Blankenbaker over on 93.9, he's going to continue this because he gave us a private show when I was like, let it go, big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Me and him, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
As soon as we saw these, I went right to Blank and I was like,
Mike Pratt was stunned.
Yeah, because he's like, bleep, bleep, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. F-bombs. Mike Pratt emerges from the bathroom hearing a Blankenbaker F-bomb while I'm scouring, you know, Bare Nose Pizza on Friday.
Yeah, how many meat lovers pieces are left? Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You and these meat lovers pizzas, man.
I love them.
You keep stepping around all these different innuendos and landmines.
I don't know
why you're doing
pepperoni
this.
Pepperoni and burger.
But when people are like, with Blank, I agree with him.
Yeah. Because he wants his league to be better.
No, I agree with him that you say Clemson, that you say out loud, for instance, we went to Clemson.
Right.
Because, I mean,
they don't want to be kicked out.
No one else wants to hear that.
Exactly.
In the conference. The problem with that is, until this year, Clemson was your only hope.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no offense, but you don't need to ask Louisville. You don't need to say, hey, Dave Doran.
Hey, dude.
What do you think about expanding the college football playoff? And I was stunned months ago when Satterfield was like, yeah, like 12 of you can't, you know, team number 12 can't win the title. And I'm like, yeah. And Louisville went to the Orange Bowl and went to the Sugar Bowl. And they knew playing those games, they weren't for the national title, but they meant a hell of a whole lot to the program.
Absolutely.
So, if one of the teams around here right now, it's no doubt Kentucky is the closest, was team number 12 and played in the bleepy college football playoff, okay?
It would be
a big deal.
Yes.
And so anyone who is, like, anyone against that...
is silly.
Yeah, like, just know if you're everyone else in the ACC that right now your commissioner, like, you know, thinks that Clemson's the only team that has a chance.
Yeah.
And you, who might of course, have it be very difficult to get in the top four, but you could be in the top 10? Nah, we're good with that.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
So, like, I agree with it and I disagree with all of this at one time.
Yeah.
And I am convinced the SEC is going to rule this. The SEC is going to at least make sure that ESPN is well taken care of. I do not believe that they will have every single game. I could be wrong in all of this.
Yeah.
And we could be waiting until 2026 because why would the SEC need to initiate this?
They don't. They win it every
year. You know their teams are going to say they don't need it. They always are going to be represented, if not have half the field.
Yeah. They don't care.
Look at what's happened.
Yeah.
They're good with it.
Yeah.
Until Sankey wants it, all these other conferences are going to have to work together in some sort of way, which goes back to Jack Grossman, that they never will. Because, you know, the Big Ten's not going to. When it comes right down to it, they're going to need some more time. They're
going
to have to think about it for a couple more weeks. And so it's
put
not going to happen. And, I mean, the only potential local tie, but I feel like I'd be laughed off here, is to mention Kentucky just because of what they did. But I don't think Kentucky, you know, in the next couple years,
is going
to the college football playoff.
I'm with
but
you,
Kentucky,
yeah.
A team like Kentucky or even Louisville, if Louisville were better, I mean, let's be honest, if Louisville were a 10-win team or at least a 9-3 team,
right, second or third in the
we'd be sitting around here screaming and yelling about this.
Yep.
We'd be screaming and yelling because the chance for a Louisville, Kentucky to be in the top four is like 0%.
Right.
Like, it is like that. It is damn close to that. But to be number 12 is a different story.
It's doable.
It's a totally different story.
Yep.
And if Louisville were good and Kentucky's in the spot right now, and again, Louisville would be in this spot to where you would be openly campaigning against your conference's wishes.
Yeah.
Against it.
And they should.
And that's why the SEC will never move. Georgia, good with four teams. LSU, good with four teams. Alabama, good with four teams.
Right.
A&M shouldn't be.
No, because they're always on that
Kentucky
cusp.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Florida shouldn't be.
Ole Miss recently.
Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin shouldn't be.
Right.
And that's what I find the most interesting, is you have, yes, for Clemson in the ACC. Yes, for Clemson. In the ACC. And before them, Florida State. It's not good. I would also add this. Does Dabo think he's back? I mean, we could be looking at, I mean, year number two of humbling here.
Yeah, he already had 1 year of humbling. And
just to throw that out there.
A lot of those dudes are
so
coming
you may
back.
Not, you may not want it right now. Instead of 12-0, 11-1, now you're losing two games a year.
Yeah.
Now you're losing two games a year. Go play Georgia and get beat again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Suddenly you don't have, you know, you're not number one in the country. Now you're number four. Now you're going to play Alabama and you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Something to watch. 437-9680. Let's take a break. Brian Rice is going to join us next. We'll talk some Kentucky with him. We still got to get into Satterfield making some moves and Jack Harlow's back in the news.
Again?
Yep.
Now what'd he do? He won some award?
He did not.
He didn't.
He's back in the news.
Okay.
He's back in the news.
Good tease.
So we'll talk about that next. 437-9680. It is The Take on this Friday.